You know, there's things that get you through the weekend, and knowing that this man was going to be coming in, I've been excited about this all weekend long. What a cool project. His new show at the Lionheart Gallery in Pound Ridge, New York, Kings and Queens of Late Night, running through January 2nd, recovering lawyer Jeffrey Stein paints collage portraits of an all-star cast of network and cable comedy and punditry. Stein's Lionheart Gallery lineup of the late-night heroes who wield wit and humor like surgical scalpels includes Jon Stewart, Jay Leno, Amy Schumer, Jimmy Fallon, Chelsea Handler, Samantha Bee, Larry Wilmore, Bill Maher, John Oliver, Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert, and David Letterman. Examples from this exhibit include Jon Stewart's portrait made with the 9/11 Responders Act he championed, Amy Schumer done with her cousin Chuck Schumer's gun control bill, Jimmy Fallon created from thank you cards, and John Oliver done with USA Today and the London Tube Map. Stein, who lives and works in New York City, received an MFA from the Slade School of Fine Art in London and has been painting full-time since 2000. Before that, he was an attorney, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Jeffrey Stein to the roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great pleasure to have you on the program. What got you thinking? The idea of how this came to be comes from our president-elect, from my understanding.
It does. This goes back a year to the summer of 2015, and I was doing an arts residency, and the first Republican debate was on of the contenders, and I saw Mr. Trump, and the hair was terrific, and I thought this would be a great subject to do a collage of. And since he had provided us with several bankruptcy filings, I decided to use the third bankruptcy filing, and it ended up being a 5-foot by 6-foot collage, which took a huge amount of time, and I was only worried that he would drop out before it would be shown in the fall of 2015.
He didn't disappoint.
You be careful what one works, what one wishes for. In any event, having recovered from that, I began doing a portrait of Larry Wilmore, who I was watching at lunch. I watched his show, The Nightly Show, and his bald head and the glasses, and I thought it'd be a great subject. And when I showed it to the director of the Lionheart Gallery, Susan Grisham, she recommended that, why don't you do some more? It'd be a great show. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 12 months.
I want to talk about the process in a moment, but for example, when you do the Trump piece, it is the filings, the bankruptcy filing, and the third in this case. How important is it to find that document, that thing that you can use to be the collage, so that it has deeper meaning than just a portrait of the person that we're looking at?
It's very important to me that there is a connection between the collage material and the person being portrayed. This is a modern take on a Renaissance trope of, in a Renaissance portrait, there would be a dog if someone was loyal, or if they were educated, there would be books. And so my notion is to use a signifier of the person to do the actual portrait with. So for me, it's very important.
So, and sometimes it is whimsical and fun, and other times it is a little more poignant. In the case of the Donald Trump piece, obviously the Jon Stewart piece is using material from the New York Times as well as the 9/11 Responders Act, which has become his pet project since leaving the Daily Show desk.
Exactly, and listeners will remember he really championed that and guilted Congress into passing it originally. So I thought it was incredibly appropriate to do his portrait using that. What holds all of the collages together is the background is done with the New York Times TV guide. So there's some continuity throughout the portraits.
You use the New York Times a lot. Is that a good? Is it actual newspaper that you use for the collage?
It is of the New York Times. It's the actual newspaper. In other instances, I will Xerox material, and on the Xerox machine, I will play with making it bigger, making it smaller, making it lighter, making it darker, which goes into my notion of collage, in which I use collage as one would use tone in drawing or painting. And so I try to get the visual tone that will match what I need in terms of finding a likeness.
There is the card for the gallery, for the Lionheart Gallery, and for the show. It shows Bill Maher, and there are four pieces here, and I guess this shows us a little bit what the process, if you will. So to the left hand, we have the outline of him, and then by the end we have it much more nuanced and much more filled in. So describe a little bit about the process.
Well, the process, and actually people can see the process if they go to my website, and there are GIFs on that of each of these collages, stop action, electronic stop action. The process is fairly standard. Once I've figured out what the collage material would be, I do a drawing from an image from the internet, usually, and then I blow it up using a projector. Then you would fill in the background, the shoulders, and if it's a man, the tie. And then I would go in with the collage materials, usually starting on the darks, much as one would in a classical drawing technique. And then I would go to the lighter and lighter. Because it's collage, it allows me to both correct, to go over something if I make a mistake, and to paint into it using acrylic paint, which you couldn't do if it was oil paint.
I was going to ask about correction. So that you can do that because you just put something else over it, right?
Exactly. And it's a very forgiving medium. In fact, one of the things I like to do is when a piece is in trouble, because it's not successful at that point, I sand it down using sandpaper. And that often opens up the piece. It gets you to the prior stage of it. And then often I go in and I paint on it, which you can see on the Samantha Bee portrait on my website or at the gallery.
The Samantha Bee portrait is it's pretty close up, and it has less color than...
That's Amy Schumer.
Oh, that's Amy Schumer. My apologies.
Apologies.
What did you said Samantha Bee.
I There's said Samantha Bee. Bee.
There's Samantha Bee.
There we go.
Okay, my apologies. I was looking because I wanted to talk about the gun control bill, but there we go. So there's Samantha Bee. So you have the collage material, and then you have there is the use of the paint for the brow, the eyes, and just some definition around the face.
Yes, and the Samantha Bee was one of the earlier portraits, but then it was unsuccessful. I put it aside. It was heavily painted over the collage material, and I felt it was too articulated, so I sanded it down and went back into it with a blue, which I often use as a ground to paint on because it pops the warm tones of skin. So that allowed me to open up the portrait, and I'm very fond of that one.
We see the blue. We see that in Colbert's eyeglass rims. We see it elsewhere in a couple of these, and as you said, it helps things pop a little bit.
It does, and there's also an association for me with a blue screen from TV in the olden days of TV. Now it's a green screen.
Now, of course, the Trevor Noah piece has a lot of the blue that takes over pretty much the left-hand quadrant of his face.
It does, and that to me was a very interesting portrait. My goal in all of these portraits is not to do a formulaic copy of them, but rather do different portraits, different heads that somehow reflect the people. The use of the blue, which was put in originally and then painted out and put back in, I thought that formally connected the portrait and locked it in, but also might perhaps talk to some of the division that might be in a person of color who came from South Africa and now lives in New York. Many worlds he is in.
I love the raising of the eyebrow. Yeah, it's just great, very expressive.
Thank you.
When you look, there was one here. So with that, and again, you can see these images online. But with that Trevor Noah piece, you have the blue, which is pretty much just all the collage for Jon Stewart, right? You don't have the paint.
Well, the Jon Stewart. It's all collage from the 9/11 Responders Act, but on certain highlights on the brow and the nose, I've gone in with a light wash of white gesso to bring it forward into the light.
I see.
And on certain ones, like on the Amy Schumer, which is all collage from Chuck Schumer's gun control bill, I've gone into the eyes and under the nose and the mouth with a darker wash to pop them out and articulate the likeness.
There's Amy Schumer. Okay. Right. So you can, say on the chin and into the neck, there is, I assume if we were closer, we could read very clearly what
Yes,
is
you
there.
Would. And on the Amy Schumer, it was a large usage of the Xerox machine, blowing the text up and making it darker for under her neck, lightening it for the hair and the highlight of the forehead.
We should note, as you pointed out to me before we went on air, these are very large pieces.
They are. They are 5 feet by 4 feet on canvas, except for the Larry Wilmore, which was the first one. It's slightly smaller and it's framed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an interesting thing that happens with collage as it goes up in size. As you get closer, you see the text. You can read the text consciously or unconsciously. You can see the photos that make up the likeness, the Jay Leno's car ads in his hair. But as you go into the distance, your eye fades those details into a tone. It becomes darks and lights and color.
Yeah, I love the Jay Leno one because for two things. First of all, it you can certainly tell that it's Jay Leno, but it also has a weird Lincoln look to it, doesn't it?
You know, it does. It also
Lincoln-esque.
It also looks somewhat like John Kerry.
Yes.
And,
yes.
For graphic people, my reference is the Bob Dylan poster that Milton Glaser did in the 60s with the hair spiraling out and the nose, the beak.
Well, anyone who is a regular listener of this program knows that my great hero is David Letterman. You have him portrayed in here, and this is a great just a beautiful, beautiful piece that you did. And this is one of the last ones you did.
This was the last one I did for the show. I'll do others going forward.
Yeah, and again using the New York Times and more of a kind of straightforward.
It is. It's. I would call it classic Letterman, pre-beard, pre-retirement.
Yes.
And it was done with the New York Times from that period, which was right before the election, a month before the election, because he had been so sharp on articulating the issues of the day and putting a comic spin on them, which I feel we all need these days.
And the Trump collage is part of the show?
No, the Trump collage is not part of the show, but it is available for sale at the gallery. And there are also smaller portraits if one doesn't want 6 feet by 5 feet of Donald Trump on their wall.
Okay.
Trump
You'll make a deal, right? Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll make a deal for you. Special.
Well, it's beautiful work, and it's all on display at the Lionheart Gallery in Pound Ridge, New York. Kings and Queens of Late Night. And as you say, you're going to keep doing this.
Yes, I'm going to keep doing this. The next one I do is not going to be a comedy figure, but Rachel Maddow.
Oh, that's great.
Because
so,
I
so
felt
news.
News related. Previously, I'd done a series on the credit crunch, Greenspan, Bernanke, Madoff, done with the complaints against him by the SEC and Justice, that sort of thing.
Well, it's great stuff. The Lionheart Gallery in Pound Ridge is open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 to 5 and Sunday from noon to 5. Links will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable, WAMC.org/roundtable. You can also check them out at TheLionheartGallery.com. And your website?
JeffreyStein.com, GeoffreyStein.com.
JeffreyStein.com. Jeffrey, thank you very much for sharing with us. Best of luck with the show, which is up through January 2nd, and a delight to have you on the program.
Thank you so much. This was a
great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.